Reveal. Find out at WCW.
Spin the wheel.
Make the deal.
What wrestling match will a spin of the wheel reveal? Find out at WCW Halloween Havoc 92, Sunday, October 25th, live on pay-per-view. Call your local cable operator for availability.
Yes, everyone, welcome to a very spooky edition of the hashtag Miranda Show. That's
can I just tell you how much I love you right now? Like this is like we're crossing the we would never do this on my show, but we'll do it on your show.
No.
This is crossing the streams between like on air and off air, Greg and Miranda, because that is the most Miranda thing ever that you just did right there.
I loved every
second of it, to the point where I jumped the line and started laughing and talking because
he just couldn't do it. He could not do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful and so perfect and everything. All in one, but yes, please,
you know,
dear friend,
wheels off the bus, and we haven't left the station.
Let's be honest, you planned a wheels off the bus show with this topic.
Oh, yes, that is also very true. Welcome, everyone. My name is Miranda Morales, and I am the host of the hashtag Miranda Show here on the chairshot.com radio network.
Viva la raza!
Wait, can I do something that I think would be really funny? Like, can you afford me that?
Since this is now your show, Greg DeMarco.
It just came to my head. You'll get it. I'm not implicating Miranda in what I'm saying. It's just funny.
I lie, I cheat, I steal.
Wait, wrong one. Hang on. Here we go.
Viva la raza.
My wife's car.
I lie, I cheat, I steal.
My wife's car.
Mamacita, I got that passion of slashing long. Los mujeres.
That was all. That was all I wanted to do.
That was all. I'm joined by Greg DeMarco here, apparently giving some insight to what happened last week. His wife's car got stolen. It has been recovered. So thank you, Phoenix Police. For recovering it. But that was Greg's attempt at humor. I mean, what else can you do when your wife's car gets stolen? Like, you just have to make a joke of it, right?
Exactly.
Your dumb mouth.
That, of course, is my theme song from Wednesday Night War with Brittany Nicole that you can hear right here on the Chairshot Radio Network every Friday. Now back to you.
Thank you, Greg. Yes, the hashtag Miranda Show, Wednesday Night Wars, the Greg DeMarco Show, and a bunch of other great podcasts are available on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You might be tired as hell, but your facial expressions are on point. That's all I'm saying.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
They have to be. I mean, this face is on 24/7. Have to be.
But I wish this were a video show, but I'm also glad it's not. Like, that's just, there's too many funny things that are happening right now. Like, I think the people just need to listen and have fun because we're having fun. They don't get to see everything, but whatever.
So going back to the theme of this week's episode, real quick, myself, Miranda Morales, I'm available on Facebook and Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. You can follow me on both forms of social media. Greg is on all forms of social media at ChairShotGreg.
Yes.
Got it right this time.
You sure? Oh, you've gotten it right consistently for the past little. You nailed him last week.
Yeah. And you can follow The Chair Shot on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right. And one more thing. I always forget.
All right. No, wait. There's more. You're like a bad
intro. No, there's more. Just know that you can go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot to get your very own ChairShot.com t-shirt and get it in the soft style. The style of soft. The only style. The best style. Soft style. It's extra money, but it's worth it.
Hang on to your seat, baby. Hang on. Wait. I gotta go backwards. Okay, here we go.
But wait! There's more! Hang on to your seat, baby! Cause this one's a screamer!
That's from Scary Movie. It applies.
Sure. So now that we've gotten all those plugs out of the way, this week's topic is one of my favorite holidays of all time, of the year. And one that just melds so well with professional wrestling. Yes, we are talking about Halloween. I mean, it is the one night a year where...
Sorry. Keep going.
It is the one night of year where us marks can really dress up as professional wrestlers and nobody will judge us. Because all other days of the year, it's just weird.
Don't say nobody will judge you. Just don't say... Nobody would judge. Greg DeMarco sitting over here being all judgy as fuck on Halloween. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Greg DeMarco is judgy 24/7. I mean, he's judgy like it's his job.
Okay. I'm gonna let that one go. I'm going to let that one go because you've never seen me during a Halloween Battle Royal when I wanted to kill everybody the moment they walked through the curtain. So, yeah. The worst match. I hate the Halloween Battle Royal with a passion. Like... When the IZW show that we talked about during the first show was first announced for October 25th, and the venue announced it, and their thing, they were like, and maybe there'll be a Halloween Battle Royal. I called up my partner, and I was just like, no, we are not doing a Halloween Battle Royal. There's no, I refuse to do a Halloween. He was like, I don't want to do a Halloween Battle Royal.
Put in his creative control.
Right? I was just like, listen, Halloween Battle Royals. I just think that they're okay. Every Halloween Battle Royal features indie wrestlers dressing up like WWE wrestlers. And nothing tells your fans we are Bush League more than indie wrestlers dressing up like WWE wrestlers. That's my problem with Halloween Battle Royals.
But it's fun. It's fun to dress up as WWE wrestlers and big league wrestlers.
But it basically like tells people, okay, we're never going to beat. Like, it's just like if you do a Halloween Battle Royal and everybody's in costume and they're fun costumes for movies and scary movies and whatever, that's fine. But if you show up like a WWE wrestler, you have just completely exposed yourself as a play wrestler and a phony wrestler and one who's probably never going to make it. Like, that's wow. My issue with Halloween Battle Royals. Like, this one person made a post all about he entered a Halloween Battle Royals Bray Wyatt, and it was like the biggest thing in the world to him that he entered a Halloween Battle and the original Bray Wyatt character. And I took him to task over it, and we were messaging back and forth. And like 2 weeks later, he messaged me, and he was just like, yeah, a lot of other people were giving me shit about the same thing, and I now realize why I should never do that again. It's just, yeah. Just go as a movie character. Oh, fine.
Well, It's a good segue into a video that Greg and I were watching earlier. I sent this to him. It is from Kip Clips on YouTube. 10 cheap WWE Halloween costume ideas. So we were starting to watch this. Pretty funny. Speaking of, you know, piecemealing Halloween costumes together, it goes through some ideas as to, you know, what do you need if you want to dress up like a WWE or a WWE superstar on Halloween on the cheap? Because, you know, you need to save your money for all your soft style t-shirts, as I do.
Well, you are the queen
for soft style t-shirts.
You're the queen.
I am the queen. I have to have my own budget for soft style t-shirts. But some of the things they
can I play one of them?
Put together.
Can I just, let me. I'm trying to get to a point in the video that like actually talks about one of them.
I mean, what was your? I guess you could go with your favorite cheap WWE Hollywood costume idea.
I haven't had a chance to watch the whole video. Let's see here. What is this one? Just trying to figure out who we are and where we're at. No, I don't like that one. All right, here we go. Pause. Here we go. Let's see how this goes.
To be phenomenal, you need an AJ Styles shirt, AJ Styles gloves, and a hoodie. Okay, this one's cheating a little bit, but if you've already got wrestling shirts, why not use them as part of your costume?
That one is cheating. Hang on. Let's do a better one.
Yes. That you got to do the glorious one.
WWE Halloween costume ideas. To be Bobby Roode, you will need a dressing gown, a piece of paper, some pens, and some tape. Take the paper and pens and write the word GLORIOUS in any style you want. Take the paper and stick it to the back of the dressing gown, wear the dressing gown, and you're good to go.
Halloween, Halloween, this is Halloween.
Trick or treat.
And just to state, so
well, I want to watch the next one now.
All you need for Dean Ambrose is some blue jeans, a white top, too. And some water. Wear the blue jeans, wear the white top. Wet your hair, especially the front, and mess up your fringe or bangs. And if you've got some white tape, put it around your wrists like so.
Trick or treat, man. Trick or treat. Oh, lunatic. I'm ready. Give me those sweets. Come on. Come on.
That's funny. That's really good. That's good shit.
There's some good shit in there. Yes. So going back to the glorious costume, the Bobby Roode costume. He says dressing gown, which is just a fancy English term for bathrobe.
Yeah.
You put on a bathrobe.
Put on a dressing gown.
You take a piece of, no fancy dressing gown. A bathrobe.
The dressing gown thing, it's totally off topic. Have you seen the, I think it's like AT&T commercial with Gordon Ramsay, where he's talking about how it sucks to have an iPhone but not be on Verizon or AT&T, and they're serving up food, and the guy goes to grab the food, and Gordon Ramsay yells at him, he's like, you gotta use a cocktail steak. And as the girl with him is like, yeah, use a cocktail steak, like she knew. Like, that's what I feel like dressing robe or whatever it was called is to me. Like, of course it's a dressing robe.
Of course it's a dressing gown.
Of course it's a dressing gown. Use the dressing gown, Miranda. Use the dressing gown. It's a bathrobe. You uncivilized human being, you.
We're
calling
just
it a bathrobe.
Yeah, if anything, I mean, it's so lowbrow, but they just make it sound so good that, I mean, we're doing it wrong. We're doing this whole
obviously
thing wrong.
We suck.
Obviously. But just a bathrobe with a piece of paper on it with Glorious, boom. You're Bobby Roode.
I just want to point out. A white shirt
and masking tape around your wrist, around your knuckles, boom, you're Dean Ambrose.
Only if you wet the front of your hair and mess up your bangs.
You have to wear the front of your hair. I'm very glad they put that in there. It's a very important element of the
costume. Was attention to detail. The Kevin Owens one is hilarious. I just want to make a quick point, though. This person's not a professional wrestler, nor is he entering a match at a wrestling show. Just want to put that out there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But, I mean, think about it. Dressing up as a professional wrestler is pretty popular now. I mean, I think as a kid I saw that, but it's becoming more and more popular. And even some of the older characters are becoming more and more popular to dress up as in like a nostalgia way. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of group photos every Halloween of, you know, here's all the 80s wrestlers in a group. Here's the early 90s, the new generation group. Here's an Attitude Era group. So I think that's pretty fun. And it's a good sign of like the growth of professional wrestling that people want to dress up as professional wrestlers for Halloween. It's a good sign in pop culture that you're doing something right when people want to dress up as you for Halloween.
When you and I eventually go to the West Coast WrestleMania that we've promised we're going to go to, you're going to like make me dress up. Like, are you going to be mad if I don't show up with like a replica championship belt and be one of those guys?
You should have a replica championship belt and it should be defended. I'm going to dress up as a referee so that I can officiate the matches.
Okay. All right. If you go as a referee, I'll bring a 24/7 championship.
I do have a referee outfit.
Do you really?
Speaking of Halloween costumes, yes, I do.
That's funny.
I do have a referee outfit from a Halloween costume, like probably 4 or 5 years ago, that I just have kept in case, you know, this whole ring announcer thing doesn't quite work out. I'll just apply my own referee outfit and I'll go to shows.
If you go as the referee, I might be willing to go as a 24/7 champion. I'm not going to lie. Like, I gotta keep working out so I can wear the shirt unbuttoned, but yeah. And we can, I'll wear the baggy pants because all of my pants are now baggy pants. Thanks to you. And it's, that would be, and I would pick up a 24/7 championship and I would steal and break any cell phone that recorded any footage of me doing it. Yeah.
Then everyone can send it to me at the hashtag Miranda. All the video you have.
They can send it to you as long as they send it to you on Twitter. That's the rule.
That's not fair. Not fair. But yes, that is going to happen. You heard it here first. Chairshot.com exclusive. Once we have a West Coast WrestleMania, Greg and I will go. I will be a referee. Greg will go as 24/7 champ, beat everyone with 24/7 titles, any title, all titles. I will make the count, and Greg will be a 42-time champion.
You guys know how to party.
What people don't realize is you grew up in a tough place of the world, and so we will actually kill a bitch and leave with multiple titles. That's all I'm going to say now. We're leaving with lots of belts. And
we're done.
And I don't care if we miss most of the show. We'll watch that shit on the WWE Network. I don't care.
We'll watch it on the network.
We're leaving. We'll find out.
We'll find a bar.
We'll see it. We'll be able to see it better than our seats would probably be anyway because it's in a fucking football stadium. And yeah, but we will have so much fun. It won't matter.
Another interesting thing about wrestling and Halloween, I brought this up a little bit earlier before we got started. Spooky, scary wrestling storylines. It's not something that we see too often. And when it's good, it could be really good. And when it's bad, it's terrible. Most recently, in this storyline with The Fiend and Hell in a Cell, you know, it may be too soon for some people still recovering from Hell in a Cell. I'd like to think we've moved past that. But The Fiend is kind of the
We've moved into cuckold angles and blackface t-shirts, apparently. So I'd take Hell in a Cell back, to be honest with you, over those two.
People are like, man, remember the days when we just hated Hell in a Cell finishes? And now look what we have here. Yeah, when life was simpler. Overall, that story has been really overall well done with the Firefly Funhouse. Even Bray Wyatt, his character before the Fiend, it was really entertaining and one of the better storylines that I've seen in a while, where WWE wanted to utilize mysticism and the paranormal. I mean, The Undertaker is the staple of that. I mean, he's made a 30-year career out of it. I mean, something that came out about that was kind of very cheesy and in the theme of occupational wrestlers. he lasted, which, you know, for most people would be stunned knowing the backstory of The Undertaker. And then an actual backstory really developed over the years. But one of my favorite kind of spooky, scary storylines was the Ministry of Darkness during the late 90s, where Undertaker became essentially this cult, not even a cult, but I mean, when I think of cult leader, I think of someone who kind of views them as you know, this messiah. I think for him, he was like just a legit evil leader of this band, this group of other super scary people, causing havoc and chaos throughout the WWF at the time. And really adding this just very scary level to The Undertaker, having the Undertaker logo that he put both Stephanie and Stone Cold on. I mean, just causing chaos and terror. As a kid, I loved it. But also I felt brought Undertaker to a whole new level as a character. I'm curious, Greg, do you have any scary, spooky storylines, good or you distinctly remember as a fan?
So one came up as I was thinking about this, and I pulled it up. I wanted to look at it, and I wanted to get the year. And the year was 1990. It was Halloween Havoc 1990, where Sting wrestled Sid Vicious. And Halloween Havoc in general has had some weird things involved. It had the Thunderdome or the Thunder Cage. It had Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal, which we played at the beginning. Of course, it had the Chamber of Horrors. It had the Sumo Truck Monster, the Sumo Monster Truck match where the Giant died and then won a world title on the same night. By the way, he won that world title by disqualification. It's really weird. I can't explain it. But at Halloween Havoc 1990, Sting wrestled Sid Vicious, and there was some point in the night where Sting goes to the back, and Barry Windham comes out dressed as Sting for Halloween to get pinned to lose the world title to Sid Vicious. Of course, the real Sting comes out and Stinger Splash, and we're done, and the real Sting wins. But come like full on Halloween is like 4 inches taller than Sting and physically looks nothing like Sting, but cut his hair for this and painted his face and wore the Sting tights. Like, it was just so WCW, it wasn't even funny. Yeah, there's just been Halloween Havoc in general has just been home to so many really bad things, and it's great for that. And excuse me, it's great for a lot of just fun stories. But yeah, and it's funny because the whole fake Sting thing was done right around time of the Black Scorpion, but took totally away from the Black Scorpion. Like, it's just weird. But that was WCW back then, so. Wasn't always the NWO, people. Wasn't always the NWO.
Well, going back to Halloween Havoc, I feel like we remember Halloween Havoc in a much more nostalgic light because of how chaotic and also unexplainable it was sometimes. But just to have that themed pay-per-view, people love it. I mean, I think that's what made what makes it now, especially as a fan, something that we can look back on, also look back on it and say it didn't make any sense, but say, man, I wish we still had Halloween Havoc because it was silly with a purpose. I mean, and what other holiday can you do that? Is legit, can you do that any other holiday and get away with it in the context of wrestling? It's probably not.
I mean, nah, you could try, but it'd be real bad. And still, yeah, for all the bad shit Halloween Havoc did.
Does December to Dismember count?
No, it shouldn't count for anything. put that in the vault, as Miranda likes to say. Put that one in the vault. As bad as Halloween Havoc was for so many times, never had a Halloween battle royal. Just want to point that out.
So it wasn't all bad, you're saying.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Could have been a Halloween battle royal.
You had to
royal.
Break DeMarco, then that's
Would right. WCW that's in 1990 right. have had a Halloween battle royal where the talent was dressed up as WWE wrestlers? That would have been amazing.
Did RoboCop come out during Halloween Havoc?
No, RoboCop had his own Capital Combat pay-per-view. I'm going to pull it up real quick here, get the year for everybody. Capital Combat, RoboCop was, I think it was right around the same, 1990. God, 1990 was bad. 1990 was terrible. May 19th, 1990, at the DC Armory in Washington, D.C., was the home of WCW Capital Combat. It was bad. On the Arn Anderson podcast, he talked about that show and Capital Combat, and he was asked what was worse, having to work with Renegade, which is a wrestler in WCW, or Capital Combat with RoboCop. And Arn says he thinks he could have gotten a better match out of RoboCop. So that's that. But yeah, and it was funny was that it was the real guy, the real actor who played RoboCop was the one who was out there, came out early in the show, did a thing, and was never mentioned, seen, or heard from again because, well, it was a bad idea.
It was, but we're still talking about it to this day. So how bad could have it really been?
You make a good point.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of bad ideas, one wrestler I do remember, correctly, at a Halloween Havoc was the Mummy. Correct.
Yes, the Mummy was a thing.
The Mummy
was a thing. Oh, there have been so many bad, and a lot of them were WCW.
And WCW had, speaking of the worst Halloween stuff, I mean, you can give crap to WWF, WWE all day, but we have a very established pattern of terrible characters from WCW. I mean, that just made RoboCop look good. Like, RoboCop looks like a solid booking decision compared to the Yeti and the Mummy, even Oz, the great and powerful. I mean, what were they thinking?
I don't know. But it's funny because, like, some of those things worked out. Like some of those gimmicks that seem very Halloween, like Gangrel, for an example. Gangrel should never have worked, but it did. You know, fuck The Undertaker. Like, The Undertaker was a terrible... Like, when he first walked out, people were like, the hell is this? Like it, no one will admit it now, but the first time The Undertaker ever showed up, people were like, fuck that. That's going to suck. And he goes down to be one of the greatest characters of all time, who we all love. Yeah, but it wasn't always that way. Like, it really wasn't. Same with Kane. No. Who thought that Kane would have had a 20-plus year career when Kane debuted? I mean, that wasn't expected. That was horrible when it first happened, but it worked. They stuck with it. They had good performers. And it shows that if you have the right people in place and you're committed and you put it behind it and you just don't give up on it, anything can work except a Halloween battle royal.
Yes. Well, speaking of things that didn't work, I just remembered one thing that WWF did terribly. Actually, this was the ECW iteration. The Zombie.
yes.
Just... The Zombie, who literally just went out, moaned and groaned, got his ass kicked, and called it a day. And this was when, you know, ECW first redebuted on Sci-Fi. So bringing in at that time all this supernatural horror related type of gimmicks to try and pull into that audience. Gangrel, I mean, you're absolutely right. A character that shouldn't have worked on paper, but worked out really well. Having the Brood as well. I mean, Gangrel really sold the vampire gimmick. Edge and Christian, yeah, they were part of it too. Didn't really bring in too much regarding the vampire stuff, but that was their launching pad. That was their launch into being one of the most successful tag teams of all time. Started off as vampires. So you, there's also signs that you can grow and you can move on from a gimmick, a horror gimmick or scary gimmick. Or you can't, like the zombie who, I mean, what else can you say about it other than...
When you bring up the zombie, I want to immediately change the subject. And when we talk about Gangrel, shouldn't have worked, but I mean, dude, like, come on, what's that theme song? Still goes down as one of the greatest theme songs
in WWE history. Just rising up from this circle of fire. I mean, it was really good. It was something that wasn't super complicated, you know, no big flashing lights or jumping, just kind of coming through this ring of fire. Really good.
Loved it and loved that. And yeah, it was the impetus for Edge. I mean, of all, you know, Christian, yeah, people love him, whatever, but Edge is, you know, oftentimes hailed as one of the best ever. So
now there's been a lot of voices, you know, wrestling voices, critiques, social media, all of that. And some of this is targeted a little bit more towards Bray Wyatt, but can scary gimmicks, scary storylines still work in wrestling? I'm very curious to your opinion.
I think so. I think they can work in wrestling. So the Fiend is a prime example. I think the Fiend works. The thing about the Fiend that strikes me is, and maybe strikes with scary gimmicks, is if you look at the Fiend, if you look at the things the Fiend is doing and the way the fans are reacting to the Fiend, taking away everything that you know about storytelling in professional wrestling, just looking at the Fiend character and the way people are treating it, would you agree with me? Then I shouldn't phrase it that way because that's leading you. Is the Fiend taking away everything that's been told to us, just on the surface, knowing everything you know about the Fiend and the reaction, whatever, a babyface or a heel?
I would say I view him honestly as a babyface, but I think the way that he's supposed to, quote unquote, be viewed is a heel.
I think he's supposed to be a heel, but he's a babyface. Like, yeah, that's a babyface. That's a total babyface gimmick, babyface everything. And that, I think, is what's really tough about wrestling in 2019, is that if you're going to do something unique, it's going to get over in a babyface way, at least in the beginning. And you almost have to let it and then turn it. And that's the big piece of it. I mean, there's a great example from the show you referenced in my show this Friday night, where I sent a guy out there who I knew the people loved. And I knew that they did not want to boo this person. And he went out there and made them boo him after they cheered him when he first came out. And that's Cowboy Jack Durango. He came out a babyface. By the time he left that ring, he was a heel. And but he had to start as a babyface in order for it to work. If he walked out a heel, it would have felt weird because he wasn't going to get treated as a heel by the fans. That's what's weird about the Fiend. If you don't know anything about wrestling and you're watching it, you're thinking, that's the coolest shit I've ever seen. That's the guy who's different than everybody else. He's the reason I want to tune in again. I want to root for him to kill somebody. That's a babyface, like in 2019. And that, I think, is the inherent problem with the Fiend. There's so much brilliance. And if we live in a day and age where characters aren't brilliant, where characters are real and where characters are as closely linked to real people as possible, that's why people have such a hard time with the Bobby Lashley, Lana Rusev storyline, because they can't look at them as anything other than real people. The Fiend, you don't look at as a real person. And so it's so unique that people are going to just, for some reason, love it so much that they cheer for it. That's why baby faces end up becoming, or heels end up turning face, because people just love them because they're so damn good at what they do. And that's kind of what I think of when I think of The Fiend. But in terms of can it work, it can work. Look, if the Boogeyman shows up on SmackDown on Friday, and I bet the Boogeyman shows up on SmackDown on Friday because this is what they do, it'll get a pop. And it'll get a good reaction because it's the Boogeyman, it's Halloween, all of that. But you see, you can't fight it. Sometimes you got to use it. You can turn it around, but you got to start where it's naturally going to land and then take it from there. That's what I think. But to answer your original question, yeah, it can work, but it ain't going to be easy.
You're right. And it can really help sell the suspension of disbelief, which is a big part of professional wrestling, is that when you can get drawn to a character or you have a character that just really allows people for a moment to step outside of what is real, then it allows other things within professional wrestling to not make sense. And that's okay, because there's lots of things about professional wrestling that doesn't make sense. But that's also where then people hit that wall, like you were just saying earlier, that if it's not believable, then you automatically kind of, your mind stops at a certain point and doesn't allow you to enjoy the rest of a show or of a storyline or a match. So sometimes I feel like having scary or supernatural characters allows people to escape a little bit more into a story in a way that they wouldn't naturally do it in any other way. So I think it could be a really good vehicle, but you're absolutely right too about it having to be done right and wanting to invoke a particular reaction. I think now, too, culturally, people love horror movies and horror TV shows and even horror characters. So you really have to have a really evil character for people to dislike, or for the most part, they're just going to like them first. And then you have to figure out a way to get them to be disliked, which is kind of, I think, what the struggle they'll have to have with the Fiend is figuring out how do we get people to dislike them. But I also don't see that happening anytime soon, because he is different. He is unique. He is also now this kind of place taker of the Undertaker that we don't get to see very much. Or also knowing that, going back to the suspension of disbelief, the character of the Undertaker, that aura has kind of disintegrated. And you know, starting off with, you know, the WrestleMania 30 defeat against Brock Lesnar, and then, you know, after that Roman Reigns, and just, you know, the matches, like, he doesn't have that same aura that he used to before, and we know that now he's more human. So I think that's just hard for people to still take him as the dead man. I mean, right. In title he is, in prestige, but just the aura and the personality of this character that we've known as the Undertaker, that has kind of subsided. And I think A. Bray Wyatt comes in now to kind of take that place.
I think so. And Bray Wyatt also proves, and you mentioned that phrase, suspension of disbelief. In 2019, people are still willing to do it. People are still willing to suspend disbelief if you give them a reason to. I don't think they can do it on 8 out of 8 matches on a wrestling show anymore. But I do think that element can still exist on a wrestling show, especially in WWE. I mean, people like to talk about the, you know, Luchasaurus as a wrestling dinosaur. Ain't nobody on AEW trying to pretend that he's not a dude in a mask. Like, no one is trying to make it like this is a real dinosaur. You know, he ain't got little baby arms like a T-Rex or anything like that. That'd be a great gimmick. But no one's trying to convince themselves of that. But with The Fiend, everyone's willing to suspend disbelief. And maybe that's part of the reason why they didn't like the finish to Hell in a Cell, because it was very human on a non-human character, which they're okay with being a non-human character, which is weird, but that's wrestling.
Well, Greg, I want to close tonight's show with just one final question for you. You have to answer this because
is that a role? I'll say, is that a thing?
Yes.
Yes. Like, where you're gonna,
so
you're gonna make me do it?
Greg, I mean, this is hypothetical.
Okay.
But you have to answer this. So if you were to dress up for Halloween as any WWE or professional wrestling personality, individual, if you were to be a professional wrestler for Halloween, who would you be?
All right. So, okay, while I think of my answer, I'll give you a present day answer. But first, I will share a personal anecdote. I think it was second grade. But I'm not 100% sure. I dressed up as Brutus the Barber Beefcake for Halloween. So I have once dressed up as someone.
Please tell me there's photographic evidence of this.
I will have to find out. I don't know if there's photographic. I'm sure there is somewhere. My parents were divorced, and I did that with my dad's side of the family, which he's passed away, and so I don't know if there's photographic evidence that's readily available, but I can try to find out. But yeah, that's so second grade. I think it was second grade. I don't remember. Maybe it was third, but I don't know. I did dress up as Brutus Beefcake, Brutus the Barber Beefcake for Halloween. So there is that. Modern day, if I had to dress up as anybody in wrestling for Halloween, I'd probably find, like, you know, some jeans, a leather jacket, and a bottle of water, and go full on Triple H is what I would do.
Yeah.
But you got to have the bottle of water, because if you don't have,
you have to have the bottle of water,
the bottle
and
of water,
the leather jacket,
and the leather and the green light to shine on yourself. Because if you don't, then it just really, really wouldn't work whatsoever. But yeah, if we were doing that, this right here would be me. Hang on, I gotta fast forward through the commercial, because I'm not playing this off YouTube. I promise everyone, this is not off YouTube. This is legit.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
I would also be driving a three-wheeled motorcycle down a large ramp as part of this as well. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going
to
do
it. You're
going
to have to do it.
Yeah, like, there's no Stephanie, so you're riding on the motorcycle, Miranda. Congratulations. You're now riding on for effect. What's that?
I've turned into Steph.
Your surrogate Stephanie McMahon for this. You don't have to be Steph for Halloween. You just gotta sit there. So we're gonna fade that out. So there we go. So now, I mean, it's only fair that you do the same. You wanted to tell us anyway, but you do same thing.
I mean, I have this idea in my head. I've actually had it now for probably a month or so, and it is a little trendy. But I just love this idea, and it's so simple but effective. I mean, I gotta go with Orange Cassidy. I mean, that is what I will plan on wearing Halloween. I will be interested in knowing if I dress up and anybody at work will understand who I'm dressed up as.
I just wonder why you're in all that denim.
Cool guy. Yes, they're gonna be like, "What's up with all the denim and the sunglasses?"
So I think
cool guy.
I think this is his theme song. Hang on, gotta get back here. Is this his theme song? I don't know his theme song.
I don't know.
Do actually. You know his theme song? Fuck, I don't know. One knows. Let's fast forward.
I haven't heard one.
All right,
I haven't heard one in AEW, but anyways,
we're gonna pretend.
That's probably it. But the point is, you don't even really need a theme song. I mean, that's, speaking of over gimmicks, I know some people are having a heart attack with the thought of Orange Cassidy being the future of professional wrestling, but I mean, it's worked. Speaking of, you know, Halloween battle royals, I saw one just clips on Instagram this past weekend, and it was someone dressed up as Roman Reigns against someone dressed up as Orange Cassidy. I mean, dream match.
Can't fucking deal with that. Any.
No. The internet is pissing off Greg.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some fucking windows.
Ooh, wait. I got it. Hang on. We're going to do this again like we did with the car thing. Hang on.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking
battle royals
on this motherfucking
Halloween battle royal.
Everybody strap in. I'm about to open some fucking windows.
And we're done with that part.
And we're done. Yes.
The show's not over. The show's not over. Just that portion of the show is done. I'm still recording.
We are still recording, but I do want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone has a great Halloween experience. But with also that, not only enjoy Halloween, but a plug we haven't done in a while is go and support your local wrestling promotion. We were fortunate. I was fortunate to work with Greg this past Friday at the return of IZW. IZW presented Proving Grounds in Tempe, Arizona. It was a fantastic show. The first of many shows to come for IZW here in the state of Arizona. Congratulations to Greg, to the entire team who put that show together, to all of the wrestlers, the very talented wrestlers who were there. You know, independent wrestling is a beautiful thing. To be so close to people who are extremely talented, who are gifted, who are dedicated, you can get very jaded as a wrestling fan when you look from the big level of a WWE, even an AEW or Impact or ROH, you are a little removed from it. But on a local level, you can see people, interact with them, get to be part of this process, get to learn more about the business, and it helps reinvigorate you as a fan, as someone who just loves professional wrestling and loves to be a part of it in whatever capacity I can be. Being able to watch a show, to participate, to help in a show like IZW is a complete and utter joy. So thank you, Greg, and congratulations on the success of that show.
Thank you. I'm not even going to go into all the wonderful things you did unless you want me to on the air and just stroke your ego, but you did an amazing job. The things people saw that you did and the things that people didn't see that you did, which are even more important. But yeah, it was just fun. I'm so glad we pulled it off. This is just the beginning. So we will be doing it. And, you know, we'll just say it for the benefit of everybody listening. I couldn't do it without you. I couldn't do it without everybody else. Hell, I made a whole Facebook post about it. And yeah, this is just the start. So thank you.
And IZW will be back in 2020, February 22nd, 2020. So
yes, put that 2/22/2020. I didn't do that on purpose, yes. But that's what it is. 2/22/20. Maybe that'll be the hashtag for the show. Hashtag 2/22/2020. I don't even know if that'll work. But yep, that's what it is. 2/22/2020, yes. February 22nd. Tickets will be on sale here shortly. And yeah, we back again.
And there will be lots of other professional wrestling, of course, in the state of Arizona. I'm sure wherever you are listening, there is local professional wrestling. So go ahead and check that out. Social media is a great way to do that. Even Google, but I highly recommend go to your local wrestling promotion, check it out. You won't be disappointed. And even if you do, you probably would pay less than if you went to a WWE show and was disappointed. So you still have money to spare. But as a wrestling fan, just make sure you continue to do that to expose yourself to different wrestling, because the world is wide and vast. There's a whole variety of promotions out there. So if you don't like what you're seeing on TV with WWE or AEW or even Impact, whatever it is, just know that there's something in your own backyard. Hopefully not in your own backyard. Like,
yeah, no, don't do that.
No, at a bank. Don't do that.
Not allowed. Hang on, why is it dead? Hang on, I thought I fix them. I'm just getting things ready for the end of the show. That's all.
Yes.
Don't mind me. I'm just the guy over here not muting things.
Jesus, Jesus. Well,
you know, YouTube doesn't mute by default, and that screws me up. And well, I'm traveling for work and didn't plan these things in advance, okay?
He didn't. Well, you can find Greg on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at ChairShotGreg. You can go to thechairshot.com for all of your latest wrestling news, opinions, and analysis. And if you like this show, there's a lot of other fantastic podcasts that you can listen to as part of the Chairshot Radio Network. Don't forget.
Where do they find that again? What website?
Thechairshot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And on social media, TheChairShot.com. On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I am Miranda Morales. I am available on Instagram and Facebook at the hashtag Miranda, spelled out hashtag. Right now, as far as my ring announcing gigs go, the next I'm slated to do is in December for Cactus League Wrestling here in Tucson, Arizona. That is Friday, December.
I think it's the 7th, 6th, okay.
Yes. I will be out and about going to wrestling shows in the state of Arizona. Again, as an active fan, I love to see what other promotions are doing, how the wrestlers are doing, and what is happening, the latest and greatest. So again, you can do that yourself, but feel free to reach out to me on social media at the hashtag Miranda. And don't forget to go to thechairshot.com for all your latest wrestling news, opinions, and analysis.
Yeah, and we'll be at Phoenix Championship Wrestling, PCW, on November 22nd. Work at the door. So
yes,
come say hi.
Ray and I, dynamic duo PCW, come and say hello.
Come say hello.
You all are there. Yes. I mean, don't say hi to Greg. He actually may not. I say hi. I say hello to everyone. Greg will kind of like acknowledge you're there, and then he'll go on his merry way.
I'm not even going to comment.
We're done. Yes. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Woo. I'm the Boogeyman, and I'm coming to get you. Ha 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 ha!